mixed up.
There's a baby somewhere. Yeah, shh. Tommy.
Next up, we got the URL band section. URL band. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It's yours truly. It's B&B, Blunts and Battle Rap. I know it's been a while. I've been relaxed. It's been quite eventful. First and foremost, once again, Happy New Year to everybody. Hope you had a good new year. I hope everybody's New Year's been a little more eventful than mine. It's been a wild ride. And we're only a month, too. Nonetheless, enough about me. You know, this ain't about me. We're here to talk about what? URL band. Now, for all you new viewers, if you don't know what the URL band is, it's a segment of URL where it's kind of like Blackout and Kick It or Die, where people, where nobody knows who's battling. You won't know until it actually goes down. Every battle is secret until it actually goes down. You don't know who's battling. We don't know who's who. We just know a list of names, and we all know one way or the other these random list of names are gonna be paired together to battle. That's all we know. But we don't know what pair of names are gonna go with who. Well, this event was something. There's still one more match that I haven't got to see. I haven't got to see Lou Castro versus Charlie Clips. I'm gonna go check that out. And I wanna see Bad News versus Kid Slade. I heard Bad News got crazy. I heard Bad News is actually doing very well this year. Like, he's starting off the year right. Like, I don't know what Bad News, he got the Midnight Madness belt. He got one of them. And then he also, And I heard he did well. I heard he did well against Kid Slade, which I've been wanting to see Kid Slade again. So it was just, you know, I wanna see that battle again, hopefully. So. Then okay, so let's talk about the battles that I actually did see. That. I saw Loso versus Holmesy. I had to show my boy Holmesy some love. Shout out to Holmesy the God. You know, I haven't talked to him in a while, mainly because I don't be on Instagram like I used to be.
Oh my God! If y'all don't hurry up and finish this game.
That's my daughter in the background, everybody. Holmesy. It's been a minute. It's been a while since I've seen him cook. So I was like, yeah, gotta see this first. I gotta get Holmesy top billing. My daughter's not happy with me. Spoiler. So Holmesy battles Loso. Loso goes first. I wasn't impressed. I was able to watch his round in the midst of watching something with my daughter. It was quite the scene. He did okay, but overall, I didn't, you know. Holmesy took off, man. Like, Holmesy, like, that's one thing about Holmesy. Holmesy knows he's tactical. He knows he picks, he has a plan for each battle. I like that about Holmesy, and I feel like it was no different this one. He beat Loso. If this was a 3-round battle, Loso would have got clean. It would have been over. And the funny thing is, Loso's the one that was ducking, and now we know why Loso ducked Holmesy. He was up here talking about, you know, Holmesy, you know, he tried to say Holmesy sucked, he wasn't on the radar, whatnot, such. But overall, you got cooked. Holmesy cooked you in the 1-rounder. That Ezekiel line was hard. He had a lot of Bible flips that was fire.
We
could
die, like, we're about to die, like, right now.
Next battle I got the peep was
Let
me see. Jack Boy versus Chess was fire. I love the energy for that battle. It was like, I really enjoyed the energy. The way it started. Chess, you know, I feel like Chess kind of like a little choppy, just a little bit, you know, kind of stopping himself a little bit.
I got on your server.
It
was terrible.
Bruh, niggas need to start coming for Lady Flames. Like, niggas love purple. I hate the stereotype that if a female, if she's super fire, like, when it comes to E-Heart and Lady Flames, nobody wants to talk about their skill. They just want to talk about the fact that they don't look like women. They don't, like, oh my lord, I said that out loud. Respectfully, E-Heart, Lady Flames, don't crucify me. But, you know what people say about y'all. You know. That's all I'm going to say. Me, personally, I don't think Lady Flames looks all that masculine. E-Heart? Can we just love her for rapping? She's a fire rapper. Why do we have to think about her look fly? Bruh, they be playing E-Heart so much, man. Even when the battle rapper chicks do bikini, they did this bikini photo shoot, right? All the battle rapper chicks, we saw them in bikinis, like, okay, look at them. Then they put E-Heart. She's fully clothed, and she looks mean. I'm like, y'all need to stop. Leave her alone. She raps. You can't. None, like, y'all can talk about it, but only very few people can beat that woman in 3 rounds. So leave it alone. And
yeah.
Arguably, Lady Flames hasn't been beat yet. Right, so right, why y'all here talking about Lady Flames looks? Fuck. Not a lot of y'all is really smoking her. The only person that can say that he actually smoked her was JC.
My favorite
battle rapper smoked that woman. And she still gave him a good fight. And she's still cooking shit to this day. What she did with Emerson Kennedy? Incredible. I love my kids. So, which we're gonna get to that battle next too, but and there's also I did catch Twerk versus Real Name Brandon. Whew, man. Like, Twerk, what will inspire you at this point, man? It was a 1 round. 3 to 4 minutes. You can't entertain us for 3 to 4 minutes, bro. Like, you got Real Name, bro. You gave Real Name. You said he's your favorite rookie and this and that. And you did. Well, he. You could have fooled me. Because I felt like Real Name Brandon deserved a way better performance than that. And Real Name Brandon, he definitely. It wasn't like his round wasn't like super duper cold, but it was definitely enough. It was enough to get the job done, and he beat Twerk, cause Twerk decided to just choke. Like that choke was more than noticeable. I kept skipping to see if he would actually rap again, and every time I skipped, every 15 seconds he was still going. He was just moving around, and then he did this after 1 minute. Yeah, I can't actually see what I'm doing. That's funny. I'm crossing my arms. He did this mid-round, like, and all I'm thinking is, are you gonna rap again? Time? Can we call a time? No, Twerk's still gonna try to get it. And then he tried to get it back, and it seemed successful. Then he plummeted again. He choked, like, he literally didn't remember nothing of his round. Nothing. I'm like, wow. And they say there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Pretty much.
Real Name Brim. And then when Real Name Brim started talking to Brim shit, that's what, oh man. Real Name Brandon has so much material. He really didn't have to go. But it was a good thing that he knew how to go. He had pockets of material. And that's exactly what you need for a one rounder. You gotta have pockets of material in the midst of it. Like, you gotta have, like, one rounders. See, with 3 rounds, you're able to be flexible. You can have a round where you're just punching somebody's head off. Then you can have another round where you're angling, trying to get the crowd to really know this nigga or female. And then you got the third round, which, you know, do a little mixture of both. But in a one rounder, you can't be flexible. You gotta have everything. You gotta have one shot kill. And I just felt like Real Name Brandon, overall, I love my daughter. I feel like overall, Real Name Brandon, he should have had a better fight tonight. He definitely deserved better. Then we get into JC versus Real Sick. Yo, let me tell you something. This is the reason why JC remains my top five. Real Sick, I don't know. I feel like Real Sick kind of, you know, with 5 days prep, Real Sick wasn't really as polished as you would want him to be. Like, I feel like this JC and Real Sick should have definitely had more time. This is one of the battles I would want to actually see go through 3 rounds. Just to see if Real Sick would be able to come back from JC's unbelievable first round. Because JC smoked him. Like, I gave it to JC. Real Sick, I don't know. I feel like Real Sick, you know, I feel like 5 days prep. I don't like 5 days prep. I don't like this 5 days prep Real Sick. Mm-mm. Like, I feel like he needed maybe a couple more. Maybe he needed another week before taking this bath. Personally, I would have gave him 2 weeks. 5 days for JC. You can't get ready for JC. And, like, there's not many people in battle rap that can prepare for JC in 5 days. It's not if you plan to kill him. If you want to kill my favorite battle rapper, no, you need more time. Like, you got to stake out. Like, JC is the type of the battle rapper you got to stake out and, you know, keep tabs and make a whole. You got to write a formula. I'm just playing. Look at me. I'm just playing. Nah. But for real, though, JC is hard to beat, bro. JC is like Io Shirai on NXT. My first wrestling reference on this podcast, everybody. Yes, I'm wrestling here. I know. It's a soap opera that's dying right now. I know. It's rough. Like, Vince McMahon is awesome. He's so old. He just need to let it go. But nope, Mr. Man like making money, so he's gonna do what he want, I guess. But that's neither here nor there. Same with this battle. Next battle. But yeah, JC won Real Sick. He beat Real Sick. But I feel like that's one of the battles that should have went the 3 rounds. Speaking of battles that should have also went the 3 rounds. Beat Out and Kid Chaos. This is a battle I actually really wanted to see more than anything. I said Kid Chaos is gonna see Beat Out one day. He's gonna see him. And then I really wish that when Beat Out was rapping, I wish my son was right next to me, because my son's nickname is B-Dot, and it's because of that I named her after this very dope MC named B-Dot. And Brenton loves seeing him rap, because dude literally raps good. He's probably one of the more lyric, like B-Dot is, well, not, you know, all battle rap fans know what B-Dot does in that ring. But don't get it twisted, Kid Chaos came to fight. This was a good battle too. You could definitely edge it to B-Dot, but I would want to see this battle go to 3 rounds one day. They definitely should run it back. They definitely should run it back. That's all I'm gonna say on it. I feel like they should definitely run this one back for 3 rounds, just like JC and Real Sick. I didn't catch Sharon and Danny. I wasn't really feeling that. I wasn't really just feeling that battle for real. Yeah, I didn't want to watch it. And then there was I did watch Rum Nitty versus Nun Nun. I don't like Nun Nun's slow start. Like, he tried to pick it up a little bit, but he still has this slow. I like the rebuttal game. Rebuttal game crazy. Nice. But this is Rum Nitty, though. Rum Nitty got it. But I just felt like I didn't like the slow pacing from Nun Nun in the beginning. And overall, I just didn't like I didn't like this particular approach. This is Rum Nitty, and I just didn't like this particular approach. So I turned the battle off. After Rum Nitty finished his rounds, I know I'm so biased. I can't be. There's just so much I can take, you know. I don't have enough to smoke, so it's like I'm not about to waste smoke on, you know. Like, if I don't like it, I'm just gonna flip it. Okay. And then we get to, okay. Like I said, I haven't seen Luke Castro and Charlie Clips, but that's by accident. What else? I didn't see Big T versus Ace Amin, because honestly, I heard Big T did really bad. And I don't like to hear that Big T does bad, because Big T, he's one of my favorites. But like, when I first started watching battle rap, and one reason, his wordplay, he raps different. And Big T's always been entertaining to watch, but only when he's motivated. Like, Big T gotta want to kill you. Like, Big T versus Rum Nitty will forever be the Big T that everybody looks to. The Big T versus Danger Zone is the Big T that everybody looks to. That's the Big T we want. Big T that beat K-Sean. K-Sean is willing to. K-Sean, he says it with respect that he lost it to Big T. I'm like, you know how hard back there was a time that Kayshawn didn't admit to losing to anybody. So it says a lot. It says a very lot. But they said Big T did bad, so I really don't want to see that battle either. And I think we're getting ready to get to the nitty gritty, aren't we? Yes, we are. The battle that everybody's been talking about. Everybody in the battle rap world has been talking about. My daughter's still heckling, guys. My Facebook has been lit up about this battle all night and all this morning. Everybody's talking about Mike P died. Rest in peace, Mike P. I'm like, say what? What you talking about? Mike P died for real? What? Why? Like, bruh, I was literally thinking this man died for real. I'm up here. I went to Google. I'm like, I looked up Mike Police. I couldn't pull it up. I forgot it's Mike Polisi. That's how you say his last name. It's pronounced Polisi because he's Italian. But it's spelled, but if you spell his name, it's Police. But it's pronounced Polisi. But anyway, we've all been over that. Point is, I couldn't find anything. So then I went to Instagram trying to see if people, you know, I'm trying to see if there's some rest in peace Mike P's here and there. I went to Mike P's page. And it said Mike P was on the, he's on this, he's on the band. He's on the band card. I'm like, oh. So he died before he got to be on band? Notice me. Notice everybody. I'm dumb. Pretty much. Let's just put that out there. I had the slowest moment ever. Because it didn't dawn on me what people were talking about until they said, Geechee Gotti did that boy bad. He had to do him like that. You need to apologize. I'm like, oh, he got smoked. Oh, he not dead. He got smoked. Somebody beat his ass in the three. Oh, okay. Geechee Gotti whooped that ass. Okay. I need to see that. Not saying I don't believe it, because of course I can believe it, but it's always better to see it for yourself. So I went to go watch it. My daughter was asleep, so she can't eat. Right now, at this point, she's just spewing stuff. Anyway.
He's all the way over here. Get him down. I was working on somebody standing behind a building.
I love your socks. They scream two things. Happy New Year. Have a drink. Interesting.
Whoever gin that was behind me, and I was working on it.
Mike P. Mike Polisi.
Well,
you were a great battle rapper, man. You were great. But yesterday, you died. You died back. Don't get me wrong. Now, I watched this battle multiple times. This is probably the one battle I watched twice. Yeah, shout out to the screen recording gang.
No, he didn't.
Mike P. I liked your Toy Story bar. I did. I liked your Toy Story scheme. It was pretty nice. Here's the thing. Not a lot of older people. Nobody. Like, I don't. Like, Mike P, are you a 90s baby? I just want to know. Are you a 90s baby?
Yeah, he's got barbecue.
Because I think Geechee's an 80s baby. The 80s don't. They didn't watch Toy Story. You know, that was the 90s and 2000s. Like, if you got kids, you probably watched the last two Toy Stories. But the Toy Story scheme that you had, it sounded like you was talking from the first movie. The first to the second movie. Don't nobody really remember that. I do, but not everybody remembers that. It was a hard scheme, though. But that was probably the most, interesting thing Mike P said his whole round, for real. Everything else he said was just rehashed stuff, like, oh, Geechee's too simple. Geechee's debatable. His rhymes are like, it's the same thing everybody else said. A bunch of rehash. He tried to rap. Now, he did try to address a little bit, you know, but no. Geechee killed Mike P with that, with the angle about his girl. That was like, oh. You know, and it was like, Mike P can't do what T-Top did against Arsenal. He couldn't. All he could do was, you know, be emotional about it. He did. You can hear it. In the midst of Geechee rapping, he start, you know, talking and stuff like that. Talking to Mike, come on, Mike. Don't get emotional. You knew they was going to talk about it. Your girl used to date other battle rappers. I got to say date because my daughter is next to me. So I got to keep things kind of clean and track. But yeah, you know, your wife used to date other battle rappers, and it's apparent. I thought Geechee executed the angle quite well. I like how he started. He started it. The way he started it, I accidentally said 1-0, and this ain't a three-round battle. Disclaimer, I'm just talking my shit. When he said, wait a minute, y'all gonna let him get the coin choice too? Wow. The disrespect. Man, y'all acting weird as fuck. So we got Mike P, Sharon, and Nun Nun. All these white boys getting plates on Black History Month? Bruh, when Geechee said that line, I was like, bruh, just stop. There was nothing else. Like, that bar alone, I'm just like, yeah, he really, like, wow, Mike P. You getting this. This is not a favor for Geechee. This is a favor for you. And it's like, why are you getting favored on Black History Month? It was a weird thing. I liked it. I liked it personally. I thought it was a nice little. You know, why couldn't Mike P? And then Geechee goes into the whole, you know, Mike P's a big Call of Duty player, from what I hear. Yeah. So he was like, just because he said caffeine, just because Mike P play Call of Duty for y'all for a living, that don't mean I gotta keep giving him Black Ops. I was like, oh, that was fine.
Okay, well, I'm gonna pop it.
And from that point on, Geechee just kept punching his head off. Mike P was like, that's like, nigga, that ain't light, ain't nothing like your mama like. Sorry, I'm quoting shit from another battle. Nah, that bar, and then there was one bar in particular.
Yeah,
he was like,
has
I don't shoot guns, I shot people. That was fire.
I'm dead now.
Because no one has ever said that. No one has ever thought of that like that. Like, yeah, no, that's so simple and it's fire. That's. What did Charlie Clip say? My daughter's aggressive, y'all. But yo, Geechee, man, that was bad. Like, that was, like, I was watching Mike P battle before the sun rose, and all I could think was he was dead by daylight.
Wow, that was so corny.
I know you did not just do that. No, I know you did not just do that.
It was corny. It was meant to be. I can do better. I'll be out here capping and clowning on my podcast. But come on, I can actually write. I have a hella. My reputation speaks for itself. I know what I can do. But I'll be clowning. I like to. I wanted to do it. I like it. And once again, I'm being critiqued by somebody that just now started Like a Soldier.
What? I like how you look away. It just stuff coming out.
He's really? You're going to do this right now?
He's doing his podcast.
We're doing this right now.
During his podcast?
We're not doing this right now. Uh-uh, you're being mean. We're not doing this right now. My daughter would like to... She's requesting a pillow fight. She won't smoke. The thing is, I'm almost done recording. Yes, I am.
Who are these people? You guys are ugly.
She's not talking about y'all.
Maybe I am.
No, you don't even. I don't even know who these people are that listen to me. But once again, for all y'all that listen to me do all these crazy rants about battle rap, once again, appreciate it. Honestly, you know, I don't understand why, low-key, to this day. Like, me, I was like, as I say this all the time. I get on this podcast just to be able to just say my thoughts that I just be in my head. sometimes. And the fact that y'all listen to me rant like this is just, it's a blessing, but it's also fun. Because I don't understand how you do it. And everybody has their own opinion. It's just my own. That's why I always say, disclaimer, I'm going to talk my shit. I felt like, yeah, Mike P, we don't want to see this go to 3 rounds, bro. You said you wanted to, I remember the tweet that you said you wanted to battle Geechee, but you didn't, you know.
Mac and cheese.
Mike P could be such a troll on Twitter, man.
And cheese.
But I remember him asking for this battle.
And cheese.
Mac I do not want to see this go to 3 rounds, man.
Mac, you want to do customs with this function and play
and cheese.
Yeah. Y'all definitely have to I can't wait till they drop these battles on the app. Because y'all definitely gotta see it for yourself. If you haven't seen it, it was crazy. Twerk got beat and Mike P got beat. It was rough. I gotta still see Charlie Clifford versus Lou Castro probably later. And if there's a way to watch Bad News Kiss, like, even though I want to see it, because I want to see what Bad News been up to. I want to see this. I got to see the Bad News of 2022. No real vaccine for the COVID.
World War III.
That Cat Williams tour is not starting yet. That's not until March. The World War III it's a tour for Cat Williams this March. Oh, you're talking about actual war. I could do this all day, guys. I'm too much. Yeah, man. I didn't see Drugs versus...
It's not gonna be about you.
Drugs battled somebody. I feel so disrespectful. My bad, Drugs. I don't remember who your opponent was. No. And I didn't see Emerson Kennedy versus T-Top, but I heard it was debatable. And that's a fair assessment because these are two very dangerous MCs. So you can't help but believe it, yeah. But I definitely gonna check that soon. I got two battles to watch. Three battles to watch now. Still. But overall, there are a lot of people saying that I don't think the card was whack. I just thought some of the MCs could have did better. That's all. Twerk, definitely. Mike P, definitely. I feel like Mike P should have... He should have crafted it around a little bit more. He was too cocky. You know, Geechee gonna rap simple. I'm gonna rap circles around him. You gonna rap circles around him, and that's all they gonna be. Circles. You gonna make yourself dizzy. Meanwhile, he's still standing in place thinking... And Geechee don't even have the time. Like, Geechee stopped looking at you when you rap. He put his hood up. So it ain't like you're going to make him dizzy. You're just making yourself dizzy. That's how I felt. I felt like you basically made yourself dizzy trying to, you know, rap circles around. And you really didn't rap really circles. You rap more like 180s. And then you stop. A few moments later, another 180, and then you stop. You make a whole C's, and he's a crip. You know what? It's too early. Bro, stop. Just stop, dude. So, yeah.
Nothing's loading.
That's all I got for y'all today, man. The card I thought was pretty solid. I thought it was pretty decent. I didn't think it was that bad. I just feel like the MCs could do it better. I look forward to what is next to come. You know, hopefully we're getting something soon. We need to push some more of these new guys. I want to see Shit Happens back. And I'm glad Kid Slade came back, but, you know, I want to see Kid Slade do another. I want to see Shit Happen come back and do another. He hasn't done anything since Dot. Where you at? Jay Nightwing needs to relax for a little bit. Just, you know, take a vacation.
What
Yeah. So that's it, man. That's B&B. I'm signing out. Respectfully.